guy? What is this argument? Every single living creature, if thinks like this, should suicide. Because at the end I will die. Yes.
Since my jaw will be bound up, the worshipful one, 'tis better that I should jaw little. O thou who hast learned to wear a gold embroidered robe and a belt, at the last there is the unsewn garment for thee. We shall turn our faces to the earth whence we have sprung. Why have we fixed our heart on creatures devoid of constancy? The four natures are our ancestors and kinsfolk from of old. We have fixed our hopes on a borrowed kinship. During years, the body of man had companionship and intimacy with the elements. His spirit, indeed, is from the souls and intelligences. The spirit has forsaken its origins. From the pure souls and intelligences, there is coming to the spirit a letter saying, O faithless one, thou hast found miserable five-day friends. And
you see
hast
what's happening? He has started to say, okay, I don't want anything. At the end, we will die, so what's the good thing about doing something? Then, even my body was friend with all the different elements in here, and we'll go back there. So what all of this? Just to do one thing here. What is he doing? He is hiding his attitude and hunting. That is the problem. Who is not covering something? Everybody is covering up for some stuff which he knows that they are negative, right? So everybody is playing this game. Why? Because he wants to confuse. That's the goal, right? All is to confuse the birdie. All this is happening to confuse your thinking system. All the people around you, they look at you, what they think. They think you're wrong. Because you're not like them. Because everybody wants everybody to be like me. I'm the best. I know the best. See, all those attitudes, all are here. This guy is trying his best to confuse you. Yes.
From the pure souls and intelligences, there is coming to the spirit a letter saying, O faithless one, thou hast found miserable five-day friends and hast turned thy face away from thy friends of old. Although the children are happy in their play, at nightfall they're dragged off and taken home. At playtime, the little child strips. Suddenly the thief carries off his coat and shoes. He is so hotly engaged in play that his cap and shirt are forgotten.
What's happening? You're not paying attention, are you? It's very funny. He arrived to bring an example that the children, when they are playing, they don't know that the thief is getting there. And he is exactly doing this, practically, right? He's the thief, he wants to steal the soul of this birdie. Yes.
Night falls and his play becomes helpless. He has not the face to go home. Have not you heard The present life is only a play. You have squandered your goods and have become afraid. Look for your clothes ere night comes on. Do not waste the day in talk. I have chosen seclusion in the desert. I have perceived that mankind are stealers of clothes. Half of life in desire for a charming friend, half of life in anxieties caused by foes.
Exactly. Let's go back to the paragraph last time, which I explained today. What was that? Exactly was this. Half of it is like this, half of it is like that. This division to do what? To say, okay, there are half of the emotion of the human being which are sad and half are happy. So what? Now what? But all are for that trick, remember, yes.
That has carried off cloak, this has carried off cap. We have become absorbed in play like a little child. Lo, the night time of death is near. Leave this play. You have enough. Do not return. Hark, mount repentance. Overtake the thief and recover your clothes from him. The steed of repentance is a marvelous steed. In one moment it runs from below up to heaven. But always keep the steed from him who secretly stole your coat, lest he steal your steed also. Keep watch over this steed of yours incessantly.
Did you hear that? All the explanation arrived to the point that he is talking the truth. Yes, he would say, everybody is a thief, I know, and I'm trying to not to trust anyone because everything is bad. You know what? I think you should take this special ride to find the thief, but even then you should be careful because he could even get your horse as well. Yeah.
Story of the person whose ram was stolen by some thieves.
Now, this little story for that example, that this is possible, that they cheat you and you are so silly and engaged that you don't notice they cheat you again and again. Yes.
Story of the person whose ram was stolen by some thieves. Not content with that, they stole his clothes too by means of a trick. A certain man had a ram he was leading along behind him. A thief carried off the ram, having cut its halter. As soon as he noticed, he began to run to left and right that he might find out where the stolen ram was. Beside a well, he saw the thief crying, "Alas, woe is me! O master," said he, "why are you lamenting?" He replied, "My purse of gold has fallen into the well. If you can go in and fetch it out, I will give you a fifth with pleasure. You will receive the fifth part of 100 dinars in your hand." He said, "Why, this is the price of 10 rams. If one door is shut, 10 doors are opened. If a ram is gone, God gives the camel in compensation." He took off his clothes and went into the well. At once the thief carried away his clothes too. A prudent man is needed to find the way to the village. Prudence be absent, cupidity brings calamity. He is a mischievous thief. Like a phantom, he has his shape at every moment. None but God knows his cunning. Take refuge with God. and escape from that imposter.
Okay. You got an example to explain what he was talking about. Because over there, the bad guy is talking and you're not listening, so Rumi wanted you to notice that, okay, this is the story, it could happen like this. Because when you are not perfect, you are not perfect, give up! So yes, they will cheat, they treat you like this, they treat you like that. Because of you. Here the guy has lost the quch, the ship, okay? Now he will say something, my gold had fallen in the well, go and bring it up, I will give you 1/5. What should he say? He should say, no, I'm sorry, now I'm looking for my ship, I'm busy. You go down and bring it up. This is not my specialty, is it? None of this. Greed. Ah, yes, he's paying me 10 times of that ship, so let's go down. That's how it works. So, what should you do? There are these cheaters, and only God knows which one is which, because almost everybody is cheating. So, you should go to God, who knows everything. Yes?
The birds debate with the fowler concerning monasticism, and about the meaning of the monasticism, which Mustafa, on whom be peace, forbade his community to practice, saying, there is no monkery in Islam.
Okay. This is, did you see it? It's a long, long paragraph. So you will hear it next time. But pay attention. What did he do? The first thing that this guy brought in was to give up everything. I don't want anything, right? That was the first stop. Rumi stops it. We come back to the argument to talk to you about this, that I don't mind how, why you will bring it up and turn it around. At the end of the day, there is one thing we don't believe in, and that is giving up. This giving up is not in our business. Yes, this is something that they made, they invented in Christianity, and it was before that even. In all the religions, the top religious people, they go in the mountain to get closer to God, and they pretend that they don't do anything. And practically, they don't do anything. They don't give any service to anyone. They just go holy, 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 holy for their joy. That's what they do. In Islam, directly, he had said, this is forbidden. You are not supposed to give up. You are brought here, and we talked about it. How did you come here? A lot of possibilities, a lot of people tried and worked, and a lot of services and all that for you to be like this. Then one day you will say, okay, I don't want it anymore. You're sick, we'll send you to hospital. You cannot say, I don't want it anymore because I don't like it. Life is not like that. This is made to keep me alive, no matter